of supplying things. What do you call a container for a grocery, say, or something sort of made of paper?
Sack.
And if it's made of cloth?
Bag.
And what about a container, a larger one, for the whole, maybe, what? Maybe a bushel, say.
Basket.
Okay, but a cloth, flexible one.
You mean like a tow sack?
That, or, all right. Any other terms that you use for it?
A burlap bag.
All right. I don't think I described it very well. Are there other words that you use rather alongside burlap?
No.
Does gunny have any currency down there?
Oh, gunny sack. I've heard of gunny sack.
No, I think we've used this word before, but remember in the stores a long time ago, some things you could get in the bulk, and they were in a big wooden thing called
a barrel.
Can you remember when anything was actually? I can. At Morristown, I can remember when crackers. I remember
in
there
a barrel?
Was a cracker barrel.
No, I don't remember.
In a Sutherland store there.
Well.
Many years ago. Uh-huh. Still in operation.
Oh.
Gone through a number of hands. But a general store.
I don't remember.
Where you could get cheese and crackers and gloves and shoes.
Yes, a general store. But I don't remember anything like that in the book.
You have a word for a quantity of corn that would be taken to the mill at one time, or for an armful of wood or something like that?
No, I can't think of any.
The word turn doesn't have any.
No, never heard of that.
Do you have a word for a partial load on a wagon?
No.
Ever hear of jag?
No.
I'm one up on you.
Yeah,
I've heard of jag.
No,
well,
I
think it's partly, uh-huh. Maybe partly simply.
And maybe I wasn't on the farm.
You were in the house, too. Yeah, instead of.
I wasn't on a farm much, and my father didn't farm.
I wasn't on a farm, but.
And I wasn't. When I went up to my grandfather's, I didn't go to stay very much. Feed the chickens was about the extent of being on the farm.
Yes. Well, nearly all of the boys in a community like my home community, which had about 700 people and was a farming community, and nearly all of us were familiar with all of these terms.
I expect my brothers would have been.
Yes.
Because they spent a lot of summers helping some of our uncles on the farm.
Sure.
But I didn't.
That. Well, no, but when you do the laundry, you put things, you take them out, put them on the line, you put things in the, carry them out.
In the clothes basket.
Let's see. Got to think of setups here. what do you call a wooden container, rather small wooden container for nails. If you're going to do
a keg.
And this is shifting around once again, but you're very facile. now we're the musical instruments. And this one that we work back and forth this way and blow on, what do you call it?
A French harp.
And how about the one that
we, juice harp.
And